Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Smash like cider, rocker, fella, and shy money. Trying to see God money. They want a piece of your love. I want that leaf the dove, milk cake, feel straight. What have we here? Cartier, ill faith on the highway. Accompanied by friends. First the range, then the legs, then the buggy I bend. Aha.
Radio Live.
inside the Friday Night Cypher. Thank you for unmuting me. I appreciate it. 917-889-3926. Yo, we off to an interesting start up in here.
It's Happy
Friday Night Cypher. Hey, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Y'all know what we do, eh? We recap the week in news and entertainment. Welcome to the weekend. Coming to you live out of Tampa, where the weather's beautiful. But I understand up north it's getting better. It's getting better. Hey, she coming out of Charlotte, holding us down on the board tonight, Madam CeeLo Boston. What up?
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do?
Chilling
over here. Yes, chilling. It's hot.
Hey, y'all know what kind of situation I'm in. I need to get out this house. It's hot. Yes, 100 and here. Hey, you were. If it's hot right now in Charlotte, get ready. All the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. I saw her post something last evening trying to take a poll on her new name. Chocolate Eloise up in here. Give it up. Welcome to the show.
What's up, good people? Happy Friday. And the reviews were mixed. The reviews were mixed on the name switch.
Let me poll publicly just to clarify something. Because when I read that post, I was like, wow. Because for me, the name is just straight comedy. It's entertainment. It had nothing to do with what you said in your Facebook post. Had nothing.
No, what I said was it was a joke about. I mean, Lady Eloise is the older woman. I've been called the cougar on the show, so
right.
I mean, I know it's all in fun.
Yeah,
no, which you did not. Which you. Shout out to Save James, who lovingly and in a friendly way just, you know, started that little jest. But, no, I know it's all in fun. And
He put it out there, and I have instigated it every since.
Every chance you get. Every single solitary one.
Any name change that goes on, okay?
Hey, listen, I think it's comedy. I love it. I love this show. I was like, wow, that's an interesting post. And it took me a minute. I think I thumbsed up today, not even yesterday.
You did.
I was like,
yeah, you
wow.
did.
I was like, wow. I don't even know how to feel about that
I
post.
I mean, don't feel any sort of way. I will always be, I think, hot chocolate because that's the name that, you know, kind of catapulted me out into, you know, radio and television and that type of thing. So, you know, I know it's all in fun, and my TM Hyman Radio family is just joking, everyone. It's all good.
Yo, I think it's
yeah,
I think
you
it's think funny.
They joking.
I think it's
on
funny.
No,
yo, I think it's funny as hell, I'm telling you.
Because I really got a strong chin, so you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I mean, and wait a minute, but I have the other alias, which is Sister Scott, sitting in the second row talking about, you're in church. So, I mean, how many extremes do we have for my name?
Yo.
There's a Monday, there's a Wednesday, and then there's a Friday.
And there's a Friday, right.
No doubt. And so, listen, we know, you know, because for each day, we also have a name. We got the Madam Boston who arrives some days. And then, you know, Kizzy comes through the door some days.
Kizzy does,
you know,
kick in the door,
you know,
yes.
Every day, Madam Barbiturate shows up.
Exactly. So you get different
yes.
things anyway. Yeah. See, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Claim
yes.
mine.
True.
Know?
True.
If you've just tuned in, hey, we're just getting started. It's the Friday Night Cypher, baby. It's the jam session. Hey, we'll
yes.
be right back after this.
This morning, this is insane. Rich as a motherfucker and ain't much change. Open my eyes, no surprise, I'm with a different bitch. Different day, different ass, different tit. Strap under my pillow, I don't want legit. I'm not supposed to do this shit, but I forget. The true principles of life are supply and demand. Guess if you never sold dope, it's hard to understand. My man got knowledge of self and my back guard. Find out today's mathematics from that Mac guard. My temper volatile, grew up a violent child. Fuck a boy scout, I hate your ass out. Nigga, nice chain, dice game, try your luck. Shoot a couple head cracks, leave while you up. I'm a fly nigga, my denim vintage. Gold medal around my neck like I won the Olympics.
We came from nothing, now they saying we straight.
You got that?
Nigga, hold up, hold on.
Let you hold the strap, son, it's cool.
Hold on.
We got bail money, whatever.
These niggas they watching every dime we make.
Y'all niggas gotta chill.
Hold up, hold on.
Be cool about this shit, relax.
Hold on.
We want that deluxe apartment in the sky with a clear view. Instead we get the D's in the rear view. We learn to play the game how it's supposed to be played. And so you know you violate, you're supposed to be sprayed. It's not a big deal to me. Stay calm. I shoot the shit out of a nigga, then call a barrel bond. If I don't do this shit myself, bet I get it done. Shit on my nigga, you shit on me. We a one, used to do graffiti. Now look, we major. Don't make me write my name, cross your face with the razor. Re-up, new dope, they said it sampled the bomb. This shit could take a two, then we cut the bitch with a one, huh? Watch the thing stand in line for the post, see. No lactose involved, pure cocoa leaf. You can sniff that or cook that to my belief. That money coming in like we run the street.
Came from nothing, now they saying we straight.
That's a bet.
Nigga, hold on.
Buy my phone better.
Hold on.
Nigga, you got a gamble, bro.
On.
I'm winning. You lose.
These niggas, they watching every dime we make.
You got the gamble, bro.
Hold up. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah. What's up? What we doing? Shit go how I say it go when it's time to expand. So say it's over your dead body and that's the plan. You a gangster for real, you ready to ride. Nigga, you gon' die, bad case of too much pride. Check my DNA, homie, I'm a different kind. Hit the speed dial that quick, I'll get your line. We don't want your block, just cop the work from us. The niggas you call allies can't be trusted. That rollie all go, I got the Midas touch. Sometimes it's hard as hell not to touch stuff. On the phone, I heard Ye smack the shit out of kid. Now Jimmy got life, go smack him again. When it's war, it will be watered up at the end. If they ever say we lose, I start it again. That sneaky nigga sprayed that semi at your mama crib. With a silencer, we couldn't even hear the shit.
Came from nothing, now they saying we straight.
I don't fuck with them.
Nigga, hold up, man. Hold on.
These niggas is roaches, man.
Hold on.
Dirty ass niggas.
These niggas be watching every dime we make.
Boy, you better be easy.
Hold up.
I ain't playing
hold
with you, boy.
On.
Boy, you must have bumped your
hold
motherfucking
on.
Head or something, boy. I don't give a fuck about that old school shit. Fuck my, you got me fucked up, nigga. Yeah.
9:13 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City on the East Coast. We are that crew, that team, and that network, TM Hyman Radio, your girl, Hot Chocolate. I'm not going to run down the AKAs till later when we depart, so, you know, stay tuned for that. I might add a new one. The General is joining us, Madam CeeLo Boston. Yes, and it is the Friday Night Cypher where we recap the week of news and entertainment. So, where do we want to start, folks?
Hey, you know what? Because I'm fair, and I'm a team player, and guess what? I got about seven personalities, so if you want to give them all names, hey, start.
No, we're going to find names for you and save. I need to
hey,
ponder
game.
All of
I'm
the personalities
game.
That I've encountered throughout, you know, all of the shows that we've
hey.
Done together. So I'm going to figure
game.
It out. And
I'm But as
yeah,
you
and I'm
going to
bounce them off Boston.
As you identify names, just make sure they respect my personalities.
I know
oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
He does have
because
to
the names
have
that you...
Like,
he does. He does.
Yes.
He does. But the names that you all have bestowed upon me, you know, they do reflect the several personalities that I have as well. So, you know, that touche
no,
and there is nothing.
I don't know about that. But I would,
really?
I wouldn't. Yeah, I mean, when I think of Eloise, I wouldn't ever associate Lady Eloise with you. And I love it because,
you know,
again, I think it's hilarious.
Thank you.
But I'm just
saying. I appreciate that. I try to embrace it just because, you know, the quote-unquote more mature one. So that's why I was letting it go. But,
that,
you know,
this internet radio love affair that you and Save have, hey, it's all good.
Yeah, hold on, look. It is Trump's our affair. Hold on, like, for real, y'all just Trump out.
The affair that you all have has started a slew of landslide of questions.
But the one thing about the affair that CeeLo and I have been in, I didn't know we were in.
Well, hey, wait a minute.
I didn't know it for a while.
To be fair, I didn't know I was in a relationship either.
Well, the fact that you know, Save may debate or deny the relationship, but we hear it every time we're on the air.
He will deny it,
point,
and so will
I. Personally, at this point, I can't deny the love affair that CeeLo and I are in. I just can't deny it at this point because clearly she's told the world, and so
the
at this
world.
Point, I have to go with it. I have to go with it at this point.
And has started a mass riot and pandemonium in the streets.
I love you. I love you, CeeLo.
I love you.
Oh, God. Oh,
yeah,
God.
I love you since the first time I
kissy face and everything.
Yes, okay. He brings
kissy
the kissy
face
out of me.
And everything. She said you bring the kissy out of me. I'm done.
I'm done.
Throw papers up in the air. I'm done.
What? God.
917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, Hot Chocolate is screaming for help over there.
Please help.
Hey,
wait a minute. Don't try it because you know they call you Sugar Bear in the streets. Don't try it because you know.
Hashtag Sugar Bear. Hashtag Sugar Bear. Let's start that conversation.
We about to start it right now
on
Twitter.
As a matter of fact, let me bring the world into the whole Sugar Bear thing because this is hilarious.
Yeah.
But we gonna pause. We are gonna come right back. Keep this jam session rocking because the one thing that I can honestly say, and I'm gonna say it, and this is now you talking about starting a riot. I need somebody to go on Twubs.com. And if you know what Twubs is the official website that actually registers hashtags. See, I just educated a lot of people. The website is called Twubs.
Oh, you sure did.
Twubs.com. Go to Twubs. Somebody do me a favor. Register hashtag Sugar Bear right now, and we're going to start the conversation. We come back. Hey, we can tell y'all where this originates from. It's the Friday Night Cypher. Let's rock.
Wow. So funny.
Go! Tell her me ready, got to tell her again. And if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. Now what's the plan now? Wind it to your gem now. Girl, I'm just saying now. Gimme, yeah now. Oh, you a fan now. Tell them how I ran down. So tell your friends how I made you say, ooh, damn, wow. to tell her again. And if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer.
It's your girl Toya, and you are tuned into TM Hymen Radio. Don't you dare move. Real talk, real people, real times. TM Hymen Radio.
TM Hymen Radio. Hey, welcome to the Friday Night Cypher. What's going on? Hey, shout out to my friend Jazzy A on Facebook. Shout out to my friends at JB Productions. That's my dude, Abraham. Shout out to Carla Adams. Shout out to Salam Adams. Shout out to my dude, Suba, and just stand by, listen to the show. We're going to be shouting you out. Hey, we're going to be also inviting our Twitter friends on to talk about their products and services. We want to use this platform to help you to do better and to grow your audience, because the reality is we got about 85 listens at this point, 85,000. And so, listen, we're doing a little something. About 1,000, 1,500 people download this show on a weekly basis. On a weekly basis. We want to help you to use this platform. We're inside the Friday Night Cypher. A hashtag Sugar Bear. Listen. I'm not really fancying the name too tough, but I definitely fancy the source from which it came.
All right.
The one thing about it, I'm like 38 years old at this point, right? And there's some things that I kind of drew the line in the sand with back in the day. And so I'm real pro African American. And because I'm pro African American, you know, I used to say I would never do certain things. You know, date a white girl was one of them. I'm just being honest. Being honest. As I have grown and matured, I'll date a white girl. And so I'm just saying, because and I'm surrounded by black women right now, so I don't want a bottle to hit me in my head.
It's coming.
Let's keep it real. Let's keep it 100. Listen, hashtag
I'm
sugar
white on Tuesday and Thursday. So you got that
sugar bear. Hashtag sugar bear. Let's start the conversation.
I'm so weak right
hashtag
now.
Hashtag sugar bear. We're on Twitter. Follow us. TM Hymen Radio.
Let's go.
Listen. I went to a birthday dinner at Kobe. Whose birthday was it, Regina? It was Regina's
My birthday was at Wasabi. The Kobe birthday that we attended together. Mine was at Wasabi. Yes.
So I stand corrected. At Wasabi, there was a large group of people that were there to celebrate the life of Hot Chocolate.
Yes.
I came, I enjoyed, I left.
He left with fans.
But when I was there, the one that's calling me Sugar Bear, hashtag Sugar Bear, let's talk about it.
Hashtag Sugar Bear.
The one that has labeled me Sugar Bear was so drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all good. She was. We were having a good time, and she had a few libations.
Yes,
she did.
CeeLo.
She did.
Yes, sir.
CeeLo, listen. Well, yes, I'm not judging. This is leading to something, and it's not judgment. We know what fun is.
Yes.
We talk about you and how you're open and how you have fun. And how you just rip. Listen, She one-upped you.
Oh, y'all would have a great time together, CeeLo. Actually, we all would, you know, quiet as it's kept.
Oh, my God.
Hashtag
yeah,
sugar
blast.
Bear. I really enjoyed the fact that she was, there were, it was a mixed group, but predominantly African-American. There were
right.
a few Caucasians, and then there was one African-American that was the complexion of a Caucasian, so I'll say that's a half.
Right, right. So, it was maybe 60-40. It was maybe 60-40, yeah.
Yeah. And so my whole point is she was who she was, which was very entertaining to me because I love to be around real people who are having fun and nobody's stuffy. And nobody's, you know,
right.
looking like, you know, they looking down, they nose all up, you know. But I can't tell you, I think I was sitting next to Sheba. Now, although I was being engaged from across the table because, what's her name, Hot Chocolate?
Is the Sugar Bear namer?
Yeah.
Amy.
Even though I was being entertained by Amy across the table, Sheba, who my first impression was Hasa Diddy. I gotta say it. This is all real talk, real people, real time. My first impression was Hasa Diddy. Yeah. But again, listen, I said first impression, right? But people's first impression of me is typically off. Until they actually start speaking to me, they get to know me, you know, from a distance. So from a distance,
yeah.
I say Hasa Diddy because she was prim, she was proper. Listen, her posture was straight up in the chair. You know, I mean, you know, a lot of women, they don't even really have etiquette in posture. They just plop their
True.
Ass down in the chair. You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen, you
right.
know. So, yeah. so when I say Hasa Diddy, you know, I mean, she was a lady. And so we started to talk, and it was cool. I think as we continued to talk, I think I just continued to sip on some wine. And so I don't drink. And so by the time I got up from the table, I felt like I had really been to a party, and all it was dinner. I had a great time. Hashtag sugar bear. The moral of the story is, I had such a good time with Amy and left on a high because Miss Hasa Diddy really was cool as hell. I was celebrating my friend's life, you know, on her birthday, and it was all good on a Friday night. And you're in tune to TM Hammer Radio. It's Friday night, the cypher, baby. Hey, hit us, CeeLo. We'll
yeah.
be right back. TM Hammer
Radio. You know what? Y'all put me on the spot sometimes. I ain't even going to say nothing.
What up, Sheba?
It's all love, CeeLo. I ain't going to let him take him away from me.
Carlito, man, that valley out here, man. You know me. I take to the street with any of these motherfuckers, man. But these new kids nowadays, man, they got no respect for human life. The shots on you, man, just to see you fly up in the air, man. Church, you better off from jail.
I'm just gonna get my confidence on. Turn me up, boys. Follow the plug, my nigga.
Think I can't help but to kill niggas. Bunch of puss-ass rappers, they ain't real niggas. I'm trying to find balance. Why the hiatus? That's what the fans ask, but on my quest to be the greatest, I'm like, why ball if you playing for the Raiders? Surrounded by traitors. We all trying to eat, but somebody gotta cater. Somebody gotta waiter. That's just life, Bugatti or a bike. Long as I get there and my health's alright, a nigga feeling good about life, yeah. So I return like hot dice in a crap game. Almost lost my mind to this rap thing. Put the flame to the kush, smoke to the brain. Since my dad died, a nigga ain't been the same. He's still alive, but fuck it, y'all hear me, man. He's still alive, but fuck it, y'all hear me, man. Now I'm flirting with this bitch on the plane. Told me her favorite rappers was Ross, Drizzy, and Wayne. I'm like, that's what's up, but when we gon' fuck?
Come to find out she fucked all them niggas. I used to love her like Common, but my passion slipping. At the end of the day, you can't trust these bitches. Now that's right.
A lot of people ask me this question. Is it like, if you know about Player Fly? Player Fly once said, niggas ask me, if I reach the top, will I forget about them? So I ask niggas, if I don't reach the top, would y'all forget about me?
Cause in the future you'll be a has-been. King of the 4-5 dirty niggas that aura. You don't want a bullet in your mouth like fluoride. Looch kiss an eye, let a bullet all soar fly. Kings of the slums, front line when it's war time. Nigga,
think they gon' say the same thing. It's always been the same thing. We gon' say the same way. Never will we ever change. You fucking with the 3-chain. You fucking with the 3-chain. You fucking with the 3 chain. You fucking with the
3 chain. Hold up, checkmate king me.
Yeah.
LOX, see the treasure that it bring me. 50 large in the carry on. You ain't reached a level yet, nigga. Carry on.
Carry on.
One hit wonderama. Then you grow out of them niggas like your old pajamas.
I remember that.
Talk about us on your little block. She can't call, so she texts while she sucks his cock.
Suck
I don't give a fuck of what your hood say. You barely made $100 on a good day.
That's it.
Always keep the metal on my hip. And my hand and feet work is even better. Don't trip.
They gon' say the same thing. It's always been the same thing.
Yeah.
We gon' say the same way.
Yeah.
Never will we ever change.
Nah, never.
You fucking with the 3-chain. You fucking with the 3-chain. You fucking with the 3-chain. You fucking with the 3-chain.
Royalty at its finest.
Yes.
Might as well address me as your highness. Loyalty, bars, pure flyness.
Fly.
We've been the same way since we was minors. A1 respect from the jump start.
Jump.
For the fact we pump hard and dump hard.
Jump.
Straight to the palace from the junkyard.
Yeah.
A lot of times the king is your trump card.
Woo.
All eyes on, hustle till the pie's gone.
Hustle.
Integrity is something we can't compromise on. Never change the 3-letter acronym. LOX, the streets still backing them. 3 kings.
They gon' say the same thing. It's always been the same thing. We gon' say the same way. Never will we ever change. You fucking with the 3 kings. You fucking with the 3 kings. You fucking with the 3 kings.
Yeah.
You fucking with the 3 kings.
my pride to the side. Ego my amigo, but this Henny like a prize. Well it was, I mean it got me feeling buzz. But lost touch got me wanting more than it was. So I called back, bad luck like a black cat. Cadillac, lilac, and some boom pack. Nigga off track, you never hit back. And now I'm staring at this phone screaming fight back. And I knew you never would, we ain't on the same drugs. Funny that this thing's called love, it's time to sober up. Gotta sober up. Wishing you would fly my way.
Cypher 917-889-3926. That was called the collision. Hey, hey,
thank you,
Chris Brown, man. Chris Brown. Hey, Chris Brown had Carucci.
She said, "It sounded like that sneaker."
That's funny. I'm
the
sorry.
Sneakers, remember the Hirachi?
I'm sorry. That's so funny. Her name.
And he had her to record a conversation that they had and share it with the public. So she served as a liaison to get a message from Chris Brown out to his fans. Now he had Rihanna to come actually visit him in the big house, and Carucci is serving as the messenger. Chris Brown is a modern day pimp. Now he definitely has issues and needs a mentor. And I would serve as one to actually match him up with somebody that would really help him. As far as mentorship, because he needs a good mentor. I think at this point there's some substance abuse issues and probably some other issues that we have a hard time dealing with in our community. Anything that deals with medication, you know, most of us really don't like it, even when we need it. Although I believe too many of us are on medication. Yeah, too many of us are on medication and don't need it. But anyway.
And don't need it, yeah.
And don't need it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the new come up, believe it or not. I mean, most, you know, that's another show.
That's a day.
Yeah, that's another show. I mean, y'all know what I'm saying, right?
Yes, I do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so we're going to keep that one right there. But going back to Chris Brown, Rihanna, and Carucci, just an interesting situation there. Last week, I believe Chris Brown was handcuffed and hoisted off on Con Air. For those who have no idea what Con Air is, it is the prisoner airplane. Can you imagine? Can you imagine
somebody
Chris Brown
took me back to the movie Con Air when they told me about the method of transportation in which he was going to have to take and how long it was going to take. I didn't know we were still doing that. I thought it was, you know, a little bit more.
But so the fact that you didn't think we were still doing it, the fact that you didn't think we were still doing it, and many people think that was a very hostile approach unnecessarily, but clearly that was an attempt to make an example of Chris Brown.
Absolutely, yes. Right. I wholeheartedly agree.
The thing is that my problem with it is the fact that people that they choose to make examples of. I mean, I could see, honestly, now, why they didn't do that to him when he beat Rihanna up? They didn't do all that then?
I agree with that part of it, too.
That's my problem right there, is what he did just recently versus what he did to her, the punishment.
Beating her ass.
That's what he should have been locked up for and treated like that.
Madam, yes. Miss Barbara Jewett,
I'm kidding right now.
Okay, Kizzy. I retract. Sir. I retract. Miss Kizzy?
Yes.
Why are you more angry than Rihanna?
Because I don't love him. That's why.
But I just want to go back to the root cause of your question. Why didn't they? They didn't because she didn't.
Okay. But doesn't California usually pick up, like, even if the victim, you know, like certain states, no, they're not a Commonwealth state, though, huh?
But you need a witness to the situation. You need to know what happened. And if she's not going to tell you what happened, what can you do?
Yeah, what can you do? You're absolutely right. So I digress. Okay.
And so I think many people, when they start to talk about that situation, they begin to get enraged and bring it back down, because often I say to myself, wow, yo, even though they're not together, she's kind of moved on. That's still her dude. She
right.
still looks
yeah,
out for him.
Yeah.
You know, and
just
you,
like
you
Karachi, whatever her name
yeah.
is. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, again, moving right along. Hey, a real hot tour that's coming my way, but a hotter tour that I just found out about, but I'm going to stay on a hot tour first. Then I want to talk to y'all about the hot tour.
ADD
oh
shit.
Listen. Art Kelly and Tamar Braxton. That's
yeah,
a hot
them black
tour.
Draws. Them black
okay.
draws, boy. Them
black the
draws.
Black draws tour. Absolutely. That's a hot tour. Now, I love R&B music just as much as I love hip-hop. I love gospel music just as much as I love jazz. I love Jesus, but I will rock out to Method Man.
Right.
So I'm all over the place. I'm all over the place.
To both.
Listen again, R. Kelly and Tamar Braxton coming soon. And so I'm sure you need to
yeah,
check your Ticketmaster location. And see what's going down. But listen,
that's
I just heard
hot.
About
that's
a tour.
Hot.
I just heard about a tour, and that made me, yo, the tour got me so excited. Listen, it's going down in Orlando, for those who are in the Tampa Bay, Hillsborough County area. It's going down in Orlando. I don't want to misquote the date, so I'm going to tell you to check Ticketmaster and the local radio stations in the area. But what I heard was, I heard a lineup similar to, like, Rakim, Black Sheep, Naughty by Nature. Oh, my God. Listen, it went on
what?
And on and on and on and on. I mean, old school hip-hop at its finest going down in Orlando. All I needed to hear was Naughty by Nature and Rakim. That's all I needed
okay.
to hear.
All I need to
all
hear
need
is Rakim.
Rakim.
That's it.
Exactly.
That's
I'm done.
It.
Right.
Yes.
It's going
that
down.
Braxton,
the double.
Look,
it's going down.
That,
so, for those who may not even know who Rakim is, there's a generation who don't even know who Rakim is, was. Listen,
poor baby.
Do yourself a favor. If you can get in front of a live performance of an MC like Rakim, if you see a performance like by a team by Naughty by Nature, you really understand what partying and what hip hop and what just having a good time before guns and a whole bunch of, you know, nonsense got in the mix. It was just a good time. This
yes.
concert, I'm positive, is going to be a real good time for those who are probably in my age group.
Well, I'm online right now trying to look the concert up, so can you tell me what date it's going to be or where
hey, well,
it's going
to
be?
We're
going to
pause for the cause. Come right back. I believe it's in July.
Okay.
Oh,
how about this?
Ooh.
We will powwow on the back end of this. Y'all listen to some Rakim. Educate yourselves while we are trying to find that date out for y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Talk to y'all on the other side of this. It's TM Hyman Radio Live.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's fighting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat, the rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My mind remains to find all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build, but still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just bless one. And you know that I'm the soloist, so Eric B, make him clap to this. Make him clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap, make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. I don't bug out of chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to build. Eric be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance to this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Say indeed, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. If he bleed, he won't need no band-aid to fix his fingertips. No one rhyming to, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up because the cut'll make him bleed to death. But he's kicking it, cause it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept inside of me. Eruption just like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style or the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Rakim.
Make a clap to this.
Bomba cloud shoot up on fire, man.
Baby girl, you are loving us now. You may tell me that whenever. Someone love on up forever. Step up for that in the area. Send me some cat in them out there. Yeah. I love the girls in forever. But I let love go, baby. Let the love stay. But I let the love of people shine bright along the way. I said, Dolly, show me, Dolly, my baby. Wolfie, Dolly, show me, Dolly, my baby. I miss the Dolly, my Mary. I miss the Dolly, my lady. I said, she love me and she driving me crazy. I said, she love me and she driving me crazy. Especially when she spots Philip and Ross and Johnny. And when she spots the Mr. Cat and Dolly Pumpy. The girl that tell me say she want the milk and she honey. She come to the place and hold the general and get her honey. Say, Mr. Cat, you are my one and my only. She said, I like it when you're driving me crazy. Oh, baby girl, you know I love you manly. I said, I love it like all the fish, I'm just a swimming on the sea. And I love it like all the pocket money, love some money. And I love it like all the crypto, I know it love a baby. If all of the girls should leave and they should go across the sea. No matter, baby girl, you want my one and only. Because you're my dolly, you're my dolly, oh baby. Honey, my dolly, you're my dolly, oh Mary. I'm Mr. Dolly, Mr. Dolly, my baby. Honey, you're dolly, Mr. Dolly, my baby. But I'll send let love go, baby, let the love stay. I said, this girl has to killing me with charms. But I'm an old around, I have arms on my arms. On the loving and the kissing and the thing that was a gone. No one has to leave, I miss her from out of my arms. I miss the tender loving baby girl.
Bling, bling, who's that with Super Cat?
The ride,
yes,
black, where my troopers at? Well, they got my back, but I'm still trapped. Got the real fat, fat track for my ill rap black. Ain't no shame in my game, Jesse West is real. You think that I will scoop your girl? Oh, yes, I will. Check it, check it. It's a tactic, I'm a racket. I make fellas jump up and girls get my naked. So, bring it round the rosy, pocket full of dozy. You know me, I'm low-key. I'm smoking like a stogie. There is no way you can see me like Stevie. Wonder how I'm living dick, how I'm living lovely. It's a bad boy day. 93, we coming through, kick it with the flavor, dude. Hit you on the one and two, send you on the mission. And you think I'm crazy, super cat. Dally, 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 my baby, you crazy. Nah, pump that hop. Make super funk and super pump with mad props. I beat the funky pop, remix it. My man, remix, hit the hot shit that they kick on your radio. It's the bad boy, so make your bad noise, so 93, so act like you know, bro. Daddy rolling to a super cat in every day. So what you say, what you say?
I love it when you call me Big Poppa, the showstopper, the rhyme dropper, super cat past the clock. I see you shivering. Check the flavor, Biggie Smalls is delivering. Lyrical lyrics, just flowing lyrics out my larynx. Puppy competitor, quick to kick the chump in the chest. Yes, it's bad boy,
right.
On to the core. Yeah! I can't take it no more.
Out.
Yeah, boy, it is Friday night, TM Hyman Radio Live. Yo, if y'all just, you know, if you just tuned in, you missed a hilarious back and forth, okay? Check us out. We got a couple minutes left in the show. You can check us out about 20 minutes after we go off here. And, you know, thank you for listening. We love you guys. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
team,
most definitely.
Have we found the date? For that show that
I have found some yes. Actually this date the bill is Bismarcky, Dos Effects, Big Daddy Kane, Special Ed, EPMD, and Black Sheep. The dates are July 11th in Miami, July 12th in Orlando, July 18th Los Angeles, July 19th, Oakland, California. July 26th, Atlanta, Georgia. So,
no,
you can check,
I
guess.
There's some other folks on that bill. There's some other folks on that
bill,
okay.
Too. They may be adding, they may be adding, you know, more people as they, but it's called the Masters of Ceremony Hip Hop Reunion is what the tour is.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I heard the actual advertisement and it actually had other artists along with those ones that you mentioned. I remember Bismarcky. I remember Special Ed. You know, Black Sheep, Naughty by Nature, Rakim stuff.
Rakim.
So again,
yeah.
I mean, that's tougher than leather.
That's a historic. That is a historic event. Yes, and shout out to my friend Bathsheba for shooting me that information so quickly. I appreciate you, boo.
Hey,
yes.
Man.
Hey, Bathsheba.
Bathsheba is
resourceful. My resourceful people right there. Ain't she?
she
was our guest on Money Monday.
Word. She was pleasant. She smells good.
All right, then.
Man.
And towing.
Kizzy is not
it's a Friday night cypher. It's a Friday night cypher. Hey, if you're trying to get anything in before we get out of here, if somebody wants to bring her a drink, please do. We got like 3 minutes left.
You know what? That's why you had a friend in America. I ain't mess with you. Not at all.
917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I'm going to FedEx you a black skirt.
He's trying to be funny, y'all. He's not even being sexy. It's not even nothing sexy. So all y'all out there listening, it ain't even nothing sexy. He's trying to be funny. It's about the little black skirt.
Yes, you have. Yes, he's
vodka.
Talking about alcohol.
The black cherry vodka.
Now, see, that's the type of trouble that y'all start on the air. Sabe and I, the relationship that we have is behind closed doors. It's, you know, drama that way. So we don't put our stuff on Front Street.
Yeah,
we'll be having
what
time.
Did I say the black skirt? What is it?
Yes,
it's
you,
black
did.
Dress?
You did.
Yeah,
it's the black dress. Yes, but you always call it a skirt. I understand. See, that's what you like to see me in, y'all, but I can't tell y'all all that. No.
Oh.
Bye. Oh. This heel that I can't wear no more. Y'all touch it up. Yeah, we about to get out of here. Thank y'all for rocking with us.
No doubt.
Friday night. We will be back on Monday. we got some guests coming up next week, so you guys tune in for that. And, of course, we always will deliver you the hot news, the hot, you know, everything we can. And, yeah. Anything else, people? Did I cover?
Just, we are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman, the General, Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, Save James, Tamir, a.k.a. Nokia Ruffin. I'm sorry, Toya and Dee Dee. Yeah, they are. I love every one of them. My team is real talk, real people, real time. Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, whatever you do, do it well. Check y'all later. Now or never.
Go get that black dress shirt.
Hey, you see? You see, Sugar Bear?
See? Hey, that's my Sugar Bear.